叫你们在，棒，就在何事上可以叫诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧？神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
Keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
感谢主的话语。
We praise God for His words.
我们今天很高兴啊，有黄亮胜牧师和郑云慧师母在我们的当中来证道。
Today we are very happy that we have Pastor Luke Wong and his wife Amy to share with us.
黄牧师是桥梁施工的创办人。
Pastor and Mrs. Wong are the founders of the Bridges Ministry.
他们在宣教中心的服侍主十几年的时间。
And they have served the Lord for many years, more than a decade.
也训练年传道人，如今中心的服侍主。
And also, they have been faithfully serving the Lord in various places.
目前他们居住在德州的 Houston，
They are now residing in Houston, Texas.
也继续在美国，在世界各地做门徒训练的工作。
And they've been doing discipleship training in various parts of the world.
对他们的工作呢，我们当中很多弟兄姐妹并不陌生。
We are not strangers to the ministry.
我们有同工去短宣来有探访过他们在宣教工厂的服饰。
Some of us have been short-term missionaries in the mission fields that they were serving in.
去年呢，我们也有一批的弟兄姐妹参加三阶的门徒训练。
And also, we have a bunch of coworkers attended the third stage of the seven stages training.
目前我们有一些同工在接受四阶的训练今年盼望在下半年的时候，我们也开展四阶的培训。
And some of us are receiving training for the fourth stage, and hopefully, in the second half of this year, we'll begin that ministry on the fourth stage.
那这些门徒都是黄牧师和他的服侍团队一起制作出来的。
And all that training material is being authored by Pastor Wong and his ministry team.
那下面我们欢迎黄牧师和师母来为我们证道。
And now we would like to welcome Pastor and Mrs. Wong to preach the sermon to us.
Good morning.
早。
We're so pleased to be with you this morning.
我们很高兴今天早上可以跟大家在一起。
Now, it has been a desire of ours to come and visit you.
其实我们很盼望可以直接拜访你们。
But COVID has prevented us from doing that so far.
那这个疫情当然是目前是拦住我们哈。
And nevertheless, we're grateful for technology that now enables us to visit without having to board a plane.
所以我们感谢神有这个科技，不用上飞机就可以跟你们在一起。
This past year for all of us has been a tumultuous year.
过去真的是一个动荡的一年。
Not only because of the pandemic,
不单单是这个疫情，
but also because of all the political turmoil this country has been facing.
也是在这个政治上的动荡。
And you being close to Washington, D.C., probably have felt it more acutely.
那你们在 DC 附近可能感觉会比较直接的有很多的感受哈。
Now, first, this past year has also been a year of unexpected transition.
那过去对这一年对我们来说也是有很多的转折。
As some of you know,
你们有些人知道。
For 17 years, we've been serving in Asia, where we've had the opportunity to share the gospel to tens of thousands of intellectuals and young professionals.
过去17年，我们在亚洲那个地方有机会，有个特权，就是牧养到成千上万的一些年轻就业者。
Many of them have come to Christ.
不少的人有信主。
And we've had the privilege of discipling them and helping some of them grow into mature leaders for God's kingdom.
我们也是有机会牧养他们，也看到不少的人也起来了，开始做牧养的工作。
Now, in the process, we've also developed a seven stages discipleship strategy.
那在这个过程当中，我们就发现了一个七阶的门徒栽培的一个体系。
And we're currently using that strategy to strengthen churches, not only in Asia, but throughout the world.
那我们现在就是在不同的教会，不管是亚洲或者在 西方这不同的教会都是在培训他们如何用这个体系来栽培门徒。
And 3 years ago, we actually started transitioning our leadership responsibilities in Asia to the local leaders we had developed.
其实三年前我们就已经开始转接这个带领的这个工作。
Now, what we didn't expect was that in 2020,
我们没有预料到的就是
We would actually physically transition back to the U.S. as well.
我们肉体上面会真的就是回来美国了。
The pandemic has forced us to set up a recording studio here in Houston, Texas.
那这个疫情也是迫使我们在休斯顿这个地方也开始了自己一个录音棚。
And to make it our new base for the foreseeable future.
也是成为我们近期的一个新的一个基地吧。
Anyway, with these past 18 years, 17 years in Asia and 1 year in the U.S.
过去18，你说什么？
十八年，
十八年到十七年，过去加过去这一年。
What these past 18 years have taught us is that with the advances of technology,
过去十八年我们学到的一个功课就是这个科技的进展。
The world is now moving very, very fast.
促使这个世界运转的更快。
Today's Asia is a completely different world from what it was 20 years ago.
今天的亚洲跟过去二十年的亚洲是完全不一样的地方。
And the same is somewhat true here in the U.S.
那当然在美国也是类似。
The pervasive culture of today's United States is completely different from what it was 20 years ago.
普及性的这个文化在美国现在跟过去二十年是完全不一样的。
Persecution against Christians has been true in many parts of Asia for a long time now.
那过往的几千年针对基督徒的这个逼迫本来就是一个事实。
But persecution against Christians has been true in But having lived in the U.S. for all of 2020,
但是过去2020年住在美国的我们
what this has taught me is that persecution against Christians in the U.S. is now quickly becoming a common reality.
就发现针对基督徒在美国这方面的逼迫也是一个事实。
It won't be long before Christians in the U.S. are being canceled for their biblical view on sexuality.
可能就是未来很快的未来哈。基督徒在美国会因为他们持守圣经的一些价值观也被取消。
Especially on sexuality or gender identity.
不管是关于性的一些观念或者性别的这个认同的观念。
Moral values.
或者一些价值观。
When that time comes.
那个时间到的时候。
And it is somewhat already upon us.
其实已经临近了。
How should we as Christians respond?
那我们作为基督徒应该怎么回答呢？
Are we to fight back?
我们要如何回应呢？是要去反驳吗？
Get organized and demonstrate?
要组织，要示威吗？
Or use violence?
要开始用暴力来回应吗？
You know, when the Apostle Peter wrote First Peter,
保罗在写彼得
Peter.
彼得在写彼得前书的时候
He was writing to all the Christians who were scattered throughout the Roman Empire.
他是写给所有在罗马地带就是疏散在不同罗马地带的一些基督徒。
The Christians at that time were going through tumultuous times as well.
那些基督徒那时候也是在一个动荡的一个情况下。
They were being heavily persecuted by the Jews and the Romans.
同样的这个犹太人包括罗马帝国的人都在逼迫他们。
Peter didn't instruct them to fight back or get organized and demonstrate or use violence.
彼得没有叫他们要组织啊，要反驳啊，要用暴力。
Instead, he reminded them that ultimately they were aliens living in a world that is not their own.
但是他就提醒这些基督徒，我们就是寄居者。
He reminded them that they were holy.
他提醒他们，他们是圣洁的。
Set apart to be different from the rest of the world.
分别出来跟世界不一样的人。
Indeed, this world is not their home.
确实的，这个世界不是他们的家。
So he instructed them to honor authority.
所以他就劝他们一定要遵守权柄。
And for them to relate to one another.
要顺服在权柄下面，要在彼此要有关系，要坚持他们的关系。
Whether servants or masters.
不管这个关系是主人或者是仆人。
Husbands or wives.
或者是丈夫跟妻子。
In a way that makes them, they were to be different from the rest of the world.
这种关系要跟世界的关系是不一样的。
And throughout his letter,
在他的书信里面
Peter paints for us a portrait of a Christian.
彼得就画 绘画了一个基督徒的一个特写给我们看。
He's painting a picture of a follower of Christ.
他就是画出了一个跟随耶稣的一个样子。
The picture of an alien.
就是一个寄居者的特写。
And today's passage, we see three brush strokes from Peter.
那今天的圣经节给我们看到三个顿挫。
He's showing us how, as aliens, we ought to be different.
就是让我们看到说，作为寄居者，我们要如何不一样。
First, an alien suffers without guilt.
首先，一个寄居者他是受苦或者隐忍而无愧。
Second, an alien speaks without guile.
一个寄居者他是坦言而无邪。
Third, an alien stands.Without guise.
一个寄居者，第三个是坚立而无伪。
First, an alien suffers without guilt.
首先隐忍而无愧。
In verse 14, Peter writes, But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you're blessed. And do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled.
十四节说，你就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威胁，也不要惊慌。
Then in verse 17, he says, For it is better if God should will it so that you suffer for doing what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong.
那十七节，神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶而受苦。
Suffering is a major theme in 1 Peter.
受苦是在彼得前书一个很大的一个主题。
Peter writes to the Christians who are scattered everywhere.
彼得就是写给所有疏散在罗马不同地方的基督徒。
And he is well aware that they are either already suffering or that they will be suffering.
他也知道他们要么已经在受苦或者即将要受苦。
And he says, if you are suffering,
他就说如果你在受苦
or if you're going to suffer,
或者你将要受难的话
make sure that you suffer without guilt.
你一定要确定你在受苦是无愧。
In other words, don't suffer because you've done something wrong.
不要因为你做错事情而受苦。
And therefore you're suffering the consequences of your mistake.
因为当下你是在受这个你的罪的这个后果。
But instead, if you have to suffer,
反而如果你要受苦
suffer because of your faith.
你要因为你的信仰而受苦。
You see, when it comes to suffering, there are really three categories of suffering.
因为在受苦讲到这个受苦的话其实有三大类型。
Not all sufferings are the same.
不是所有的受苦都是一样的哈。
You have suffering that is common to all.
你有普遍性的受苦。
Last year, I have an aunt who lost her eldest son to a sudden heart attack.
去年我有我的阿姨，她就失去了她的儿子，因为这个儿子就是我的表哥还是表弟？
表弟。
表弟，他就心脏病就突然去世了。
也是他的老大哈。My cousin was only a few years younger than me.
其实我的表弟只有小我几岁而已。
And one day after golfing with his friends,
他有一天就是跟朋友打高尔夫球以后呢
he suddenly clenched his heart and dropped on the floor.
突然就抓住他的心脏就躺在地上。
By the time they got him to the hospital,
然后到了医院的时候
it was too late.
已经太迟了。
And since then, my aunt and uncle have been grieving and deeply suffering.
从那天开始我的阿姨跟我的舅舅他们就一直不能接受这个事实。
They've been deeply suffering.
他们一直在受苦。
Their suffering is a suffering that is common to all.
他们这种受苦就是一个普及性的、普遍性的苦难。
Not that everyone will lose a son to a heart attack.
当然不是说每个人都会失去孩子。
But every one of us will suffer loss.
但是我们都会有损失。
The degree might vary.
那不同的极度。
But All of us will suffer loss.
但是我们都会有受到损失。
Because we live in a sinful world and death is inevitable.
因为我们活在一个有罪恶的世界里面，所以死亡是一定的。
Second, there's suffering as a result of one's own sin.
那第二种的苦难就是因为自己的罪而导致出来的后果。
的受苦，对。One time we were having a small group at church.
有一次我们在小组里面。
And one brother rushed in while being late.
有个弟兄就迟到了，就赶紧进来。
He huffed and puffed and said, "Please pray for me."
他就很着急的说啊，为我祷告吧。
I am suffering for Christ.
我现在为主受苦。
I just got another ticket for parking at a no parking zone.
我刚刚因为违规了，就被罚单了。
We all looked at each other.
我们都看看彼此。
And we were all thinking the same thing.
我们在想说。
You're not suffering because of Christ.
你不是因义受苦吧？
You're suffering because you parked at a no parking zone.
你是因为犯罪而受苦，好不好？
You're just reaping the fruit of your own mistake.
你只是在接承你犯罪的后果吧？
That's the kind of suffering Peter is telling us not to suffer.
那这种的受苦是彼得叫我们不要去接触的。
The third type of suffering, categories of suffering, is suffering because of your faith.
第三种类型的受苦就是因为自己的信仰或者因义而受苦。
This is the kind of suffering that Peter is referring to.
那这种受苦就是保彼得在讲的。
It is to suffer without guilt.
就是我们要因为因义而受苦。
To suffer for the sake of righteousness. It is suffering for doing what is right.
就是无为的。因为你做对的事情而受苦
rather than for doing what is wrong.
不要因为做错事情而受苦，反而是因为做对的事情而受苦。
As Christians, we might suffer financially because of your faith.
那有很可能作为基督徒，因为我们的信仰，我们可能在经济上面会受苦。
I remember when I first started tithing with my first job.
我还记得我刚开始十一奉献的时候。
In 1989,
在1989年。
Fresh out of college.
刚刚从大学毕业。
I was making about $30,000 a year as an engineer.
那时候一个刚开始的一个工程师，我的年薪就差不多三万。
Which was pretty good at that time.
从那个时间段来说还可以。
Tithing meant that I would put $3,000 a year into the offering box.
那十亿就三千咯。
That wasn't too bad.
那个还可以。
But then as my salary increased over the years,
但是我的薪水开始升值的时候，
it became more and more difficult.
越来越难咯。
By the time I quit my job,
开始辞职的时候，
I was making close to six figures.
那时候差不多就是上十万。
That's about, $10,000 putting in the offering box.
那就是十分之一就一万咯。
Now putting $10,000 into the offering box is one thing.
在十一奉献里面放一万块这还是一回事。
But how about putting all of your salary into the offering box?
但是你把所有你的工资都放在奉献盘里面，那这个是不是又另外一回事啊？
When we answered God's call to move to Asia,
因为那时候我们回应神对我们的呼召的时候，
I went from making close to six figures a year to having no income for the first few years because of our faith.
我就从了十万的这个收入到了一个零的收入，因为我们的信仰。
But now looking back, it wasn't really suffering at all.
但是往回看呢，真的算不了受苦。
Because eventually God paid us back many, many folds.
因为逐渐的神就返给我们几倍的这种回馈。
We happen to have made an investment.
我们刚刚好就是有一个小投资。
And God repaid us many, many fold.
那这个投资就在意外的情况下就多了，翻了好几倍。
In a way, that's what Peter meant when he said in verse 14, even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed.
所以这里就彼得说，尽管你是因义而受苦，你是蒙福的。
Christians, we might also suffer socially.
那作为基督徒，我们可能在社交上面会受苦。
During our time in Asia,
在我们在亚洲的时候，
we had the privilege of training more than 40 full-time ministers.
我们就有机会培养了40多位的全职同工出来。
These are young professionals who eventually quit their jobs to enter into our training program.
这些都是全职的就业者，大学毕业的学生。他们就把他们工作辞掉，为了参加全职的培训。
Every one of them had to suffer from a social standpoint.
每一位都是在社交上面受到了一些遭难。
Their friends and especially their family members couldn't understand what they were doing.
朋友、家人都没有办法理解他们做的这个决定。
They would mock them.
都嘲笑他们。
Ridicule them.
讥笑他们。
Every time they went back home for the New Year,
每一次新年回家的时候，
their parents would, in a sense, persecute them for their faith.
父母基本上就是逼迫他们了。
But what's amazing is that over the years,
但是很奇妙的是过去一年又一年的过去的时候，
in every case,
在每一个例子里面，
we've witnessed how their family members' attitude completely changed towards them.
我们都见证了他们家人的观念逐渐的被改变过来。
Asking them for advice on marriage, parenting.
最后就开始问他们，指教他们关于婚姻的一些价值观啊，一些亲子这方面的一些技巧。
Many of them eventually came to Christ.
那不少的人也信主了。
Even though they suffered for the sake of righteousness, they were blessed.
因为 虽然他们因义而受苦，但是他们是蒙福的。
Even last night, we've heard that, you know, one mother came to Christ.
就连昨天晚上我们还接收到一个好消息，就是其中的一位妈妈也刚刚信主。
So we all rejoice together.
所以我们都一起来庆祝这件事情。
As Christians, we might also suffer physically.
我们作为基督徒在身体上可能也会受苦。
When Peter wrote this letter,
彼得写这些书信的时候，
Christians were being physically persecuted for their faith.
基督徒在身体上就是被逼迫。
Tortured.
受刑。
Murdered.
谋杀。
Crucified.
被钉在十字架。
Burned on the stake.
被焚烧。
And those who suffered considered it a great blessing.
那些被受刑的，他们觉得这个就是他们的祝福。
Because their rewards was great in heaven.
他们看待喜乐，因为他们看见神要给他们的赏赐。
Physical suffering due to one's faith is still happening all over the world.
在身体上因义而受苦，在世界各地现在仍然在发生。
And it is now moving here in the U.S.
也在美国开始发生了。
So be ready.
我们要准备好。
The first category of suffering,
在第一类型的这个受苦，
suffering common to all is inevitable.
就是普遍性的受苦，这是难免的。
We will all experience it at varying degrees.
你我都会在不同的程度上面去经历到它。
However, when it comes to suffering because of one's own mistake or sin,
但是基于自己的罪而受苦的人呢？
We Christians must avoid it.
我们作为基督徒，我们要避免这种事情发生。
Instead, if we're to suffer,
反而我们若是要受苦的话，
suffer because of your faith.
要因为我们的信仰而受苦。
For here it says it is a blessing.
因为这里说你们就蒙福了。
What does an alien look like?
那一个寄居者看起来是什么样子呢？
An alien suffers without guilt.
一个寄居者受苦而无悔。
Secondly,
无悔，无悔。
Secondly, an alien speaks without guile.
他坦言而无悔。
In verse 9 and 10, Peter said,
在九节跟十节，彼得这边说，
Not returning evil for evil,
不要以恶报恶，
or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
不要以唇骂还唇骂，反要祝福，因为你们就是 因此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为凡希望享受人生，要看见好日子的，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Then in verse 15, he continues and says,
在十五节他就继续说，
But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness,And reverence.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
You see, our speech,
我们的言语，
the way we talk,
我们讲话的方式，
and the content of our speech is one of the key characteristics that distinguishes a Christian from a non-believer.
我们的语言的内容，这些加起来就是让我们与世界不一样的地方。
Why is our speech so important?
为什么我们的语言是那么重要的呢？
Because as Jesus said in Matthew 15,
因为耶稣在马太福音十五章这边说，
It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man.
不是你们，等一下好，十五章，几节？凡出口的，岂不知凡入口的是运到肚子里吗？
So we must, it is not what...enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth, because what proceeds out of the mouth comes from the heart.
我直接读出来，又落在茅厕里吗？唯独出口的是从心里发出来，这才污秽人。
So we must keep watch over our speech.
所以我们要严谨我们的舌头。
And we're not just talking about make sure you don't curse or use foul language.
我们不仅在说不要说脏话，不要说不好听的话。
Or say OMG or JC.
或者这些
Using the name of the Lord in vain.
或者用就是滥用神的名义。
That's a good place to start.
当然这是很重要的开始点。
But beyond that.
但是除此以外。
In verse 10, Peter says, make sure that you speak.Without deceit or lies.
在十节这边彼得说我们讲话要无邪。
And the verse prior, Peter says, don't return evil for evil or insult for insult, but use your speech to bless others.
就是语言不是以恶报恶，也不是纯骂而纯骂，反而要做什么呢？要祝福。
With the proliferation of the internet and social media,
我们现在在网络上面这种发展，快速的发展。
The majority of our speech today is now online.
那这个社交工具这个发展，我们大部分的语言都是在网站上面。
Which has its advantages and disadvantages.
有利有弊。
One of the advantages is that you can reach a lot more people with your speech.
那好处就是你一句话可以影响到很多的人。
With one tweet or post, depending on how many people follow you.
一个推文就看你跟你跟有几个跟随者。一推文的话就可以影响到很多人。
You could potentially reach hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people.
潜力的成千上万都有可能性。
But one of the disadvantages is that on some platforms, once your speech is out, you can't easily get it back.
那这个坏处就是，一言出去哈，驷马难追哈。
Now, as you evaluate your speech on the internet,
所以当你评估你在网站上讲，网上上讲的东西呢？
Would you say that your speech is that of an alien, someone who speaks without guile?
你可以说你的语言是。可以说是坦言而无邪，就是积聚者这种特写的一样吗？
How often do you use your words to bless others?
你的语言多少时候是拿来祝福人的呢？
With a country that is so divided today politically.
今天我们的国家是那么的分散哈，就是 divided, 就是分裂。
We especially need to be even more careful on how we speak.
我们更要特别我们的言行。
There is no place for cynicism.
我们言行更要特小心，我们在这边不能有这种愤怒世俗就是这个 cynicism 哈，你们大家想一想怎么翻译。
There is no place for accusation.
没有可以控告人的余地哈。
Judgment.
不要论断别人。
Condemnation.
不要去判断别人。
That is not who we are.
这不是我们。
We are to be Holy.
我们是圣洁的。
Set apart.
我们是分别为圣的。
And we do that by using our speech to bless others.
是借着我们用我们的语言去祝福别人而达到这一点。
Then in verse 15, Peter takes it even one step further.
然后在15节彼得又更说呢。
He says, make sure that you're always ready to make a defense or to give testimony to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you.
所以叫心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，你就要常做好准备。
In other words, make sure that you have a testimony written up.
换句话说，你的个人见证要准备好。
要写好，对不对？
写好。
Rehearsed.
要锻炼。
And ready to share it with anyone who may ask you.
随时跟任何人问你的人可以分享。
And you do so with gentleness and reverence or respect.
那就是以温柔的心来分享。
Not arguing them into the kingdom.
不是为了跟别人辩论。
But using your testimony, your witness to win them.
但是用你的故事来赢得他们。
Back in Asia, every year we had close to 100 visitors from different churches come by to visit our ministry.
我们在亚洲的时候，一年当中可能会有超过100多个拜访来。拜访我们的客人，
每一年都会有哈。
对。
Before they come, we would require every one of them to write their testimony.
那每一次他们来以前，我们都要求他们先写好他们的个人见证。
We would say, make sure you have an elevator version.
我们说你们要有一个就是坐电梯就可以讲完的这个版本。
Meaning about a minute, which is on average how long you are in an elevator.
可能就是一分钟内吧，就是差不多你坐电梯的这个时间。
You need to have a 5 minutes version.
那也需要一个五分钟的版本。
And an unabridged version.
然后就是个无限的版本哈。
When we asked them, we would always be surprised at how many people have never written out their personal testimony.
其实我们就很惊讶，很多客人来的时候，尽管他们一辈子都没有写过他们个人见证。
Even more surprised at how many people have never shared their personal testimony.
更让我们惊讶就是很多人根本就没有分享过他们个人见证。
Why they believe what they believe and how would they say?
他们信的是什么？为什么他们信的？那如何得救？
Peter says we need to always be ready to tell our testimony to anyone who asks.
那彼得说你要随时准备好要分享你的见证。
In other words, Peter here is implying that people should be coming to us curious about our faith.
这里的含义就是说 别人应该在我们身边随时会对我们有一点点的好奇心。
And ask us questions like, what's the secret to the hope that is in you?
会问我们说，那你为什么那么坚信呢？你为什么那么有盼望呢？
Which brings us to our third point.
然后这就是带我们到第三点。
Not only are we to suffer without guilt.
不单单我们要受难而无愧。无愧。Not only are we to suffer without guilt.
Okay, speak without guile.
坦言而无邪。
这些不是他翻译的，我们找了一个专业的人在帮我们翻译成中文。
Yeah, this translation is excellent, so I had to really learn the Chinese. It's done very well.
Not only are we to suffer without guilt, speak without guile.
不单单要受难而无愧，坦言而无邪。
We also need to stand without guile.
我们要坚立而无为。
Are people attracted to you?
人会被你吸引吗？
Are they attracted to you by how you handle life?
他会被你的生活方式而吸引吗？
When they see how you respond to persecution,
他看到你如何去回应这些逼迫，
crisis,
这些生命的危机，
difficulties,
困难，
challenges,
挑战，
tragedies,
一些悲剧，
suffering,
受苦受难，
do they come to you afterward and ask you?
之后他们会来问你吗？
I don't know how you do it.
他会问你说你是怎么过来的？
I don't understand how you can have so much peace.
我不了解你为什么会有那么多的平安。
So much joy.
那么多的喜乐。
So much strength.
那么多的力量。
So much hope.
那么多的盼望。
Can you tell me where that comes from?
你可不可以告诉我你这些力量是从哪里来的呢？
How do you do it?
你怎么过来的呢？
What's your secret?
你的秘密是什么？
In verse 16, Peter says,
在16节彼得说，
And keep a good conscience so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good work behavior in Christ will be put to shame.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那些诬陷你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
I like how Eugene Peterson puts it in the message.
有一个 Eugene Peterson, 他的翻译非常的好。
He says, keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need a bath.
这个翻译很白话，就是说当别人说你要良心要干净，当别人用那个泥土泥巴丢在你身上的时候，他们反而会意味到说自己是他们自己需要洗澡，不是你需要洗澡。
You see, our testimony is not just what we tell people.
所以我们见证不仅仅是我们讲给别人听的。
Our testimony is also how we live our lives.
我们的见证也是我们如何生活。
And how we respond or stand to persecution, crisis, difficulties, tragedies, and suffering.
就是我们如何回应我们生命中这些危机、这些困难、这些悲剧、还有这些受苦。
Adam and Eve had to hide and cover themselves with leaves after they sinned.
亚当跟夏娃当他们犯罪以后，他们就需要用叶子遮盖他们自己。
Do we need to hide and disguise our inadequacies from others?
我们是不是也是一样的，把我们自己的短处也是掩盖了？
Or is our life so transparent and authentic?
或者是我们生活，我们的生命就是很透明的，很真诚的。
Trusting Jesus.
相信信靠耶稣。
That when people see us.
当别人看到我们的时候。
And they see how we handle life.
看到我们如何过我们的生活。
They can't help but say to themselves, Wow, I am the one who really needs a bath.
他们就没办法的就反馈，就说其实是我需要洗澡，不是他们需要洗澡。
They'll move to ask us,You know, how do you do it?
那么就被感动，想问我们说你是怎么过来的？
Why do you have so much hope?
为什么你有这种盼望？
As an alien who lives in this world that is not our home.
作为寄居者，这个世界不是我们的家。
We must stand without guise.
所以我们需要坚立而无为。
Back in Asia.
在亚洲的时候，
Our initial outreach platform was located in a fishing village.
我们本来的福音平台就是在一个渔村里面。
And we had rented a large building to welcome hundreds of college students every week to hear the gospel.
我们就租了一大栋楼，就是为了迎接每个礼拜一些大学生来到我们家。
One time as I was backing up my van in the village,
那有一次在那个村里面，当我在退车的时候，
I suddenly heard a noise.
我突然就听到一个声音。
And I realized that I had bumped one of those garbage collector tricycles.
我就发现我原来撞到了一个三轮车。
就是那些
就三轮车嘛。
对， garbage collector 就是。
就是
收垃圾的，对。
收垃圾的这个三轮车。
Where did it come from?
那从哪里来的？
I was sure that it wasn't there when we first got into the van.
我百分之百确定说我退车的时候它根本就不在那个地方。
Immediately, the garbage collector appeared right next to the passenger side window.
那个收垃圾的就跑到我旁边来。
And I was sure that he had left the tricycle right behind the van on purpose.
我那时候就百分之百确信说他是故意把他的车子放在我后面的。
Because he just wanted to collect some money from me.
我百分之百确定说他就是要诈我的钱。
So I decided to ignore him.
所以我就决定我不理他。
And I tried to leave.
我就想离开。
I had barely touched the tricycle.
我觉得说我根本就碰一下而已吧。
And I was sure there was nothing wrong with it.
我也百分之百确定说他车子没问题。
However, he wouldn't let me leave by standing in front of the van.
那这个人他就不让我走，他就站在我的车子前。
I was furious.
我那时候很愤怒。
I came out and started yelling at him.
我就开始出来，我就开始吼骂他了。
He pointed to the pedal of the bike.
他就指着他的那个脚踏车那个踏板。
And he said, it's broken.
他说坏掉了。
But there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. As I looked at it, there was nothing wrong with it.
我看了根本就没问题。
I felt anger and hatred.
我又更憎恨他。
Before long, a few more people had gathered around us.
那这时候就不少的人就开始观看这个事情了。
One of the bystanders pointed to the other side of the tricycle.
那一些旁观者他就指着另外一个踏板。
And he noticed that I noticed that the wheel was bent and broken.
那我就看到他那个轮子是有一点点歪歪的。
However, in my self-righteous heart, I was sure that I didn't do it.
但是在我的自义的理念里面，我百分之百确定说我这不是我干的。
I was sure that it was already broken.
我也百分之百确定说这个早就坏掉了。
I was sure that he was just a thief and a liar.
我就想这个就是骗人的。
I won't give him a penny.
我一分钱都不给他。
Another bystander came by.
然后另外一个旁观者也过来了。
And he said, just calm down.
他就说你
安稳吧。
你平静下来吧。
Why don't you have the repairman over there take a look and see if he can repair it?
你要不要看这个修车的帮他看一下就可以。
So we asked the repairman to come.
那就叫那个修车的过来看一下。
He took a look and said, I can fix it for about 70 local currency, which is about $10.
他就说我75块就是差不多10块美金，我就帮你修了吧。
It was a big commotion.
哇，那时候真的是大事情。
With 3 or 4 people speaking at the same time.
那时候三四个人同时在说话。
Finally, after about 5 more minutes with Amy speaking with his supervisor whom he had called.
那时候这个收垃圾人甚至把他的这个上司叫过来，那Amy 就在跟这个上司在讲话。
I calmed down and I agreed to pay him $15.
那时候我心就平静下来，我就付了15块美金。
We got back into the van.
那回到车子以后呢？
And then we left.
我们就离开了。
Inside the van,
在车子里面，
Amy turned to me.
Amy 就转向我。
And she said, great job.
她就给我个大指拇指，就说很棒，很棒。
Just hope that none of these people will come to our outreach next week and hear you preach.
她说期待希望下个礼拜我们不要，希望这些人都不会来听你讲道哈。
I felt like such a hypocrite and a jerk.
那时候我感觉自己真的是太糟糕了。
What happened to love, joy, peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and gentleness, and self-control?
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这些跑到哪里去了？
Obviously, I didn't have any of it.
很明显的，我当下连一个圣灵的果子都
没有。I am sad to tell you that no one who was part of the scene on that day came to me afterward asking me about the secret of my hope.
我很惭愧的让你们知道，这个事情以后没有任何的旁观者来找我，问我说你是怎么过来的。
Instead, they were probably wondering, why is this guy so filled with rage, pride, and hatred?
他们也没有问我的秘密是什么，反而他们想说这个人为什么那么多的愤怒，那么多 的仇恨呢？
He really needs a bath.
他这个人需要洗澡哈。
You see, the truth of the matter is,
事实是，
that's the real sinful me apart from the grace of God.
这个就是除了没有 这个就是我没有神的恩典的真正的我。
That's who I am when I don't submit to Christ.
这就是我当我没有顺服在圣灵的引导下面。
That's why when Peter commanded us to always be ready to give testimony.
所以为什么彼得说我们随时要准备好我们的见证？
He prefaces it by saying,
他就是说
But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts.
在这个前提，你要心里以基督为主。
Set Christ apart as Lord in your hearts.
基督要分别为圣，在你的心里面做主做王。
In other words, make sure that you have fully submitted to him as your Lord and Master.
换句话说，你要完全的降服在神面前，作为你的主，你的主人。
If you do that,
你如果这样子做的话，
then you should be ready all the time for people to come and ask you about your faith.
然后我们就会随时的准备好，别人会随时来问我们我们的信仰的缘由。
Apart from Christ,
除了耶稣基督以外，
I have absolutely no testimony to share.
我没有任何的好见证。
Apart from Christ,
除了基督以外，
I am no better than the rest of the world.
我跟世界没有什么两样。
The only reason I can stand out from the rest of the world as an alien is because of Christ.
我唯一可以跟世界分辨出来作为一个寄居者，只是因为基督。
That's really our testimony, isn't it?
这就是我们的见证，对不对？
Yes, we're called to be alien in this world that is not our home.
是的，我们被呼召出来作为这个世界的寄居者。
To suffer without guilt.
我们要忍受受难而无愧。
Speak without guile.
坦言而无邪。
And stand without guise.
坚立而无伪。
But the only way for us to do that is by submitting our hearts to Christ as Lord.
我们唯一能得到的，这样做到的，就是把我们的心降服在耶稣基督面前。
And we must do that on a daily basis.
每一天这样子做。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
How is your testimony today?
你今天的见证如何？
Are you suffering because of sins in your life?
你是因为罪而受苦吗？
Are you struggling to suffer for Christ?
还是你是因义而受苦？
Do you find your speech on the internet or at home to be filled with deceit and guile?
你在因特网上面的语言，还在家的语言是无为的吗？无邪的吗？
Do you often find yourself hiding or covering the sins in your life?
或者你常常会因为你过往的罪，你需要掩盖？
Do you often have to erase your browsing history after you've been on the internet alone?
你上网了以后，你是不是要把这个历史把它删掉呢？
I invite you to once again come before God and surrender your heart to Jesus as your Lord.
我再一次邀请你回到神面前，将主耶稣基督做你的主，做你的王。
Wherever you are,
不管你今天在哪里，
sitting,
坐着，
standing,
站着，
or lying in bed,
甚至躺着。
I hope no one is lying in bed unless you're sick.
我不希望，除非你们生病好，希望没有人是躺着。
Wherever you are,
不管你在哪里，
say to him,
向神说，
Jesus, you are my Lord.
耶稣，你是我的主。
My master and my God.
你是我的主人，你是我的神。
I surrender my heart once again to you.
我降服我的心在你面前，我再一次降服我自己。
Forgive me my sins.
原谅我的罪。
Forgive me for my lack of faith.
原谅我的无信。
Help me to suffer without guilt.
帮助我受苦的时候是无愧。
To speak without guile.
我讲话的时候是无邪。
And stand without guise.
我的立场是无伪。
Amen.
Amen.